Let's bring in Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Immig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Immig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So Mike McCarthy, Paul, said, if you're going to tell me what offensive coordinator I have to keep, no thank you. It's the Cleveland Browns, which may end up kicking the ass of the New York Jets by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, you want Baker Mayfield or do you want Sam Darnold? And I would probably take Baker at this point, but I know a lot of evaluators like Sam Darnold in the draft process, not necessarily as a leader as much as Baker's obviously a great leader, it would seem, but the mechanics of Sam Darnold seem to be, you know, right there. He just kind of has to learn the other aspects of it. Yeah, I just saw that on Twitter right when Joe was reading it, probably because he retweeted it, is what brought my attention to it. So, yeah, it seems like it's New York Jets or bust for Mike McCarthy, and obviously Freddie Kitchens is there now. Vic Fangio, the Denver Broncos head coach. So the Bears take another big step back after losing on, you know, over the weekend. So depending on how people feel about Matt LaFleur, it seems like things might be starting to trend in the right direction in the NFC North.
So with Mike McCarthy, I'm getting all these people that are saying they're going to miss the Big Mac Mike McCarthy pressers. Brad says you can book that all day. So I'm going to miss that too. That being said, here in our own backyard, as LaFleur is getting ready to address the media for the first time as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, if you had a question for the panel, Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, or Matt LaFleur, what is the most pressing question you have?
Well, okay, so obviously Murphy and Gutekunst went on the road, didn't have the candidates come into Green Bay. They decided to travel. There must have been something in particular during the Matt LaFleur interview that just knocked their socks off. I would want to know what was it that just made him jump out against 9 other candidates that you interviewed that he was so, because again, Bill, reportedly this was the only job offer, the only head coaching interview that LaFleur had lined up. So, you know, where did maybe the sense of urgency come from? What did he, you know, what did he present or say that was just so overwhelmingly positive? And I'll tell you, I mean, this does go back, Bill, to my initial thought. Now, I will admit, you know, a few days ago, I bought into the idea that Josh McDaniels had become the front runner, and it made sense on a couple levels. But my thought all along was that they were going to try to find the next Mike McCarthy, an offensive coordinator from a team that you're going to say, huh? You know, I mean, Titans offense, I mean, granted, you can't exactly compare an injured Marcus Mariota than a Blaine Gabbert-led offense that's, you know, to something that you'd run with Aaron Rodgers. But I think they landed on the right guy. But it just – to not even bring him in for a second interview and to have his first appearance at Lambeau Field be the one to sign the contract with his family, you know, what was so overwhelming in that interview that just made you think, we got to get this guy now?
Right.
That's certainly a top curiosity of mine.
Which is, going by Mark Murphy – it was, you know, fire quickly, hire slowly. But yet they had to get him at that particular point in time. As Mike Clements said, they might have interviewed and then looked around and realized that the candidacy, the pool, was rather shallow. So you either had to grab the guy or somebody else was. And if he was the closest thing that you really wanted as a new head coach, you better grab him right now or he's going to be gone.
But was he? I mean, who was he interviewing with? You know, I mean, granted, he could have just fallen back and just stayed in Tennessee for another year, so it's not like he didn't have a job to fall back on. But, you know, it's not like it's not like he was about to then interview with Denver and then with Arizona and then with the Jets. So again, this isn't meant as a criticism. If this is your guy, I mean, Bill, when you find the person you want for the spot, if you're convinced, why play around? I truly believe that. Like, you know, if that's the guy, I don't care how much he's in demand or how much he's, you know, how many other offers he has. Why screw around when you have the guy you want? So I totally get it. I think it was, but it does kind of remind me of, you know, maybe the false sense of urgency that the team had with signing Aaron Rodgers to his extension. Like, you weren't up against a clock. You had 2 years of control plus 2 more years of franchise tags, and you kind of maybe hurried into a decision that you didn't need to hurry into. I think it's fair to say you hurried into this decision, or you acted hastily, quickly. But again, that's not to say that it's the wrong call. It's because when I first saw it, he certainly wasn't the name I was expecting. But you don't have to read about him too long to kind of see the track record and the coaches he's worked with, and obviously the offensive mind that he has. That's why it all goes back to, like, Murphy and Gutekunst must have been just so blown away that they canceled all of their second interviews, including with LaFleur himself, and said, hey, rather than coming to Green Bay to interview for a second time, why don't you come here, bring your family, and sign? That is a huge, I think, vote of confidence that this is your guy. And I think if you want to send a message to your locker room that, hey, we didn't settle, this is our guy, we love him, you're going to love him, and all these other things, like, they certainly sent that message loud and clear, I think, based on how quickly they acted and how definitively they acted.
It's funny, because I heard it described today as the pretty girl with the hot smile that you just had to make your own. Now it almost made it seem as if Murphy and Gutekunst closed the door and they went, he's hot, let's get him. I don't think it's that. I mean, I think he said all the right things. I think he crossed off a lot of the check marks and many of the boxes they wanted to see filled. So, now you just wait and see. He's an offensive mind. He's a young, energetic guy. He's not afraid to stay at the facility. He's not afraid to work hard. Obviously, there's whatever the questions were regarding Aaron Rodgers and the offense, he must have answered correctly. And after listening to everybody from Sean McVay to Dan Orlovsky and everybody in between that's a reporter or broadcaster in the Tennessee area, everybody had good glowing things to say about him. But I do find it ironic that this was a year that their offense was down. He had a lot of injuries. But there was some even rumors that he may not come back as the offensive coordinator in Tennessee. Sure. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I couldn't honestly tell you. It's just a rumor. But nevertheless, I agree with you. Did you have to make the move, or did he just absolutely positively blow you away?
Yeah. I have no problem with the way that they acted quickly on it. I think it does send a nice message to everybody. But I think part of it, too, was I wonder how many of the head coaches or head coaching candidates were asked, so what do you think about Mike Pettine? And I wonder how many of those candidates said, well, we'll see. And I'm assuming, based on everything that's happened in the last 24 hours, that LaFleur answered it in terms of, like, heck yeah, I want to bring that guy back. Because I think if you read the room, it would seem that the Packers, Murphy and Gutekunst obviously specifically, wanted Mike Pettine back with this defense. And if you do want to look into it, I saw this written about as well, and this was one of my first thoughts, if you want to try to replicate a smooth transition and, getting back to the way your team should be very quickly, you might want to replicate what the Chicago Bears did a year ago, and that's in terms of bringing in Nagy, but then retaining Pettine, in their case, retaining Fangio, and not having to have the new head coach figure out both sides of the ball in one offseason, because that's a really daunting task, not to mention, what if the new defensive coordinator has, what if Mike Daniels or Kenny Clark or Fackrell, what if it's like an offensive or a defensive system that, you kind of have to rehaul the defensive roster in order to make it work. And the Packers really can't afford to do that, because this move, let's face it, was made mostly with the idea of making sure Aaron Rodgers gets back to being the Aaron Rodgers that most of us think of him as, and doing it quickly, because there's not a lot of time to waste. He's going to turn 36, late in this year, around week 13 of this upcoming season. So I wonder how much of it, too, Bill, had to do with what did these candidates say in regard to Mike Pettine, and how much of a, how dead set were Murphy and Gutekunst on making sure that the answer to that question was that whoever they brought in wanted Pettine back. And it would sure seem like that LaFleur said, yeah, Mike Pettine's coming back. So I'm sure that was the correct answer, if you will.
Now you just wonder what he said when they brought up the name Ron Zook.
I think the only answer and the right answer is next.
Next question, please. Thank you very much. Paul, good.
Next, somebody else got to come in.
Yes. Paul, good stuff. We'll chat again later in a week, okay?
See you, Bill.
All right, Bob. See you. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they'll be going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.